this survey of electrician work practices is came out of, well, one of the end things when I first moved into a apartment, they didn't have any ground fault circuit interrupter over the sink. So I checked it out, de-energized there was a switch and the outlet, de-energized it, used a voltage test meter, the switch was still live. There was two separate circuits in there, if I hadn't. So, but the whole thing on working live, when do you, is a very big question amongst electricians. Purpose was to determine what are energized work practices amongst construction electricians. Mailed the questionnaire to 5,000 IBW construction electricians, and it was returned the questionnaire to CPWR. We got a 27% response. Of those, about 10% were apprentices, 85% journeymen. Years of experience, it was a fairly experienced group. About a quarter, 1 to 10 years, another quarter, 11 to 20, and over half had more than 20 years experience. One of the questions I asked is, have you worked on energized live circuits in the last month? Yes, 76%, and 22% no, they hadn't worked on any live circuits in the last month. Okay. The voltage ranges when they worked live, as you can see, two-thirds of them, it was 240 volts or less. And 53% also worked on 240 to 600. Very few over 600 volts. Were they trained? This is a big question. 79% were trained on working on live circuits. Who did the training? 60% in JATSE, which is the National Journeyman Apprenticeship Training Center, which is union management groups. Employers did 61%, consultants 18%, and 3% got their training in the military. Training, 60% over four hours of training, which I would consider to be really bare minimum. Written programs. Employers, 48% had a written program. But what was in that written program? A permit system for working live, 60% had it for, like, I'm going to mostly talk about 600 volts or less because that's where most of the people were. Specify when can work live, two-thirds. 80% specified personal protective equipment, 75% specified procedures, and 65% specified job briefing before start work. So actually it wasn't too bad, though I'd like to, of those that did have a written program, though I'd have liked to have seen a lot more with a permit system before working live. What type of PPE did get used? Now this is where you really see some problems. Hard hats and safety glasses, well, almost all construction workers wear that. And you can see there was about two-thirds, three-quarters of the electricians wore them. A fire retardant face shield and hood, 47% had never worn them. And this is, if you're working live, gets to be a big question. Insulating gloves, only a third had wore them about 50% of the time. And similarly, with other specialized protective equipment for working live, there's not a high percentage of it being used, despite the fact that a large, most of them were working live at one time or the other in the last month. Equipment used, here it was better, using insulated hand tools, insulated blankets, fiberglass ladders, temporary protective grounds, and voltage-rated instruments, that there was tended to be more usage of those than of the personal protective equipment. So you can see that there is some attention being paid to it, on particularly in the type of equipment being used. But remember, the first question was how many had worked live in the last month? Well, now the specific job duties, working on live circuits, all these things are working live. Voltage testing. All respondents, 94%, did voltage testing. 63% of the ones that said they hadn't worked live in the last month had done voltage testing. Operating circuit breakers, a fuse switch with the cover open. 85% had done it. 47% who said they hadn't worked live did it. Similarly, opening hinged covers to where you can have bare parts where you could get an arc explosion if it's energized. Removing, installing circuit breakers. Few of them working on energized parts. You see, that was only 29%. So they considered, a lot of these electricians considered working live as when you were actually almost in contact directly with the energized parts, not when you're near it or that. And similarly, the pattern with removing covers to expose energized parts, working on control circuits, installing light fixtures while energized. That's a very common. In fact, 14% of the fatalities of electricians are due to working on light circuits. This is of the electrocutions. Connecting equipment and repairing energized equipment. You can see some of the ones where it's real obvious you're working on a live circuit, they weren't doing much, the ones that said that they weren't. But you can see even in the PPE, the one, well, this is with effective written safety programs, if there was a no safety program, the percentage of those wearing hard hats, safety glasses, gloves, flame-resistant clothing was much lower. Similarly, though not quite as extensive, with the hand tools, blankets, except for everyone seems to be aware of the concern about conductive ladders. In fact, about a quarter of the electricians have been involved involving overhead power lines, involved the metal ladder striking the overhead power line. Discussion. Small numbers were working on energized circuits over 600 volts. This question of inaccurate recall, or were individuals not aware that they were working on energized circuits? Of those who originally answered no, nearly 85% indicated they had worked live in some capacity, often in several instances in that. 43% said their employer did not have a written electrical safety program. Workers performing high risk, many of these jobs were high risk jobs, working with open. So you saw the original slide showing, the opening slide showing the arc blast. And de-energizing, the very act of de-energizing, a common thing. That is live work, and that's where a lot of arc blasts do occur. And even employers with the safety program had problems. What to do? Adoption of an industry-wide standard for live work permit system before you can work live. This is a problem area. The new NFPA standard calls for that. In fact, auto workers industry, the auto workers union does not allow workers to work live without a permit system. So the auto industries goes to outside contractors who will do it. Adoption of a standardized training program, and we need more specific recommendations in the ocean construction standard. And for further information, a lot of information, our electronic library of construction, occupational safety and health, ELCOSH, you can get a lot of information there or on our website. Thank you.
So we have time for a few questions for Michael. Okay, so I have a question, Michael. So the, what does a live work permit system get you? So
live work permit system would be, first you have to justify why you're working live. Like one example where it would have been real useful, this was, I was on a tour with a union safety officer, Detroit, and he said his partner had been killed a couple years ago. They were installing something. The company would not allow them to de-energize. He got electrocuted, the guy. Later in the lawsuit, they found out why. Oh, but the president, CEO, didn't want to lose his air conditioning. So it's a...
So it's not just an issue of training, but one where actually it makes people think about whether they can actually do the work.
When they can actually do it, specify who does it, what time. I mean, it's all spelled out in NFPA 70E, the new edition. And it really breaks it down of a discussion beforehand. You know what's going to happen, what PPE is going to be used. I mean, pretty much everything. The real, and what I think that's not in there, there should be also that the employer who's hiring them should have to sign off. Because they're the ones that are resistant. They won't allow it to work live. They should have to sign that they say no. I think that would discourage a lot of it.
Okay. Hess?
No, I don't remember. I'd have to see again on that. It's just where you'd need the sleeves is where sometimes you have longer gloves, but if you're going to have your whole arm in around, you'd want sleeves or a full suit depending on what you're doing. That's a whole question on the energizing takes 4 or 5 minutes usually. They don't want to have to go down, spend 15, 20 minutes putting on this PPE just for that. And that's one of the problems.